What's up, everybody? I'm JJ John Jastrzemski.
And I'm Jason Goff. And if you haven't heard, The Ringer has gone local.
I'm bringing the fire. I'm bringing the rain from the Big Apple with my show, New York, New York.
And I'm repping Chi-Town with my new show, The Full Goal, on all things Chicago.
We've got episodes 3 nights a week with all the reaction to the local teams and guests.
Plus bonus episodes around all the big games and storylines.
So whether you're uptown, downtown, in the burbs, or a transplant,
make sure you follow New York, New York, and The Full Goal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Lucasfilm and Disney Plus, presenting an all-new Star Wars series, The Acolyte. Stream the 2-episode premiere June 4th and witness an investigation into a shocking crime spree where secrets will emerge and no one is safe from the truth. The Acolyte, 2-episode premiere, streaming June 4th, only on Disney Plus.
All right, Thursday edition sports cards and nonsense brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network. Bam. Plug in the Ringer at the beginning, plug in the Ringer at the end. Contract's coming up in a couple months. Staying in good graces, what that's called, pal.
I woke up in the middle of the night and I was thinking, are we getting picked up again for season 2? And then I was like, of course we are. But when do you start talking about that? I don't know.
I don't know if you talk about it. That's fine. I think we're good.
Do we just like let it happen naturally or?
Big picture. Are we getting picked up? No. We have a couple months. Let's not go crazy.
Let's not go crazy. But for sure, I think Bill's going to probably reach out any day now. So
I don't think Bill's going to reach out about that.
No, Bill would do it. Bill's going to do it personally. He's going to sign. He's going to send it over. He's going to fly to our homes and have us sign it. So I feel really good about it.
I have my hat on backwards, which means we have a great show for you. A king size show. Do you get that reference? That thing you do? No? It's okay.
No, that's definitely a King of Queens reference. And I love that show. So that's fair.
Give us the preview because I hate that show. So let's end there.
Okay. I can't do this anymore. Why haven't you said anything about my voice?
That was
definitely a lead in to a conversation that I just thought would happen organically, but you didn't say a word. Ronick, could you tell a difference? In
I can barely
how
hear
talking?
Any difference.
I heard a difference. Yeah.
You heard a difference, right? I'm sure the audience heard it.
On the scale of 1 to 10, Ronick, how noticeable was I heard like a 1 maybe. I thought you had something in your throat. Like
no,
you're choking on a Jolly Rancher.
I was talking like this. This was how I was talking. It was perfectly.
It was not that much.
Yes, it 100% was.
Be quiet so Ronick can answer. 1 to 10, Ronick.
I'll say like a 4.
Okay, yeah, so a weak difference. That's fair. Good. I agree with that.
It was going to lead into conversation about why are you talking like that, Jesse? And then I was going to say, I'll tell you why I'm talking like that,
actually,
Michael.
I did, before you go down this ridiculous road,
I want to ask you a question.
Why are you talking like that? I was going to ask you.
God.
What's going on here? Explain it quickly. Then let's get to the show.
You know how I have chosen not to listen to our past recordings because I feel like I lived it and I don't have to re-listen to it. It's also because I'm not a big fan of my voice. My daughter, on the other hand, will not stop listening to it. She's got like one of those like Google mini Google things in her room. She
is
just goes
7-year-old
like,
female. Is that is that the demographic we're shooting
Absolutely.
For?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so Charlie's in the other room. She's like, "Hey Google, play Sports Cards Nonsense." And I'm like, "Okay, whatever." But when I'm hearing myself talk, I have a high pitched voice. I feel like it's higher than it should be, and it's grating on my nerves listening
to
myself.
It's not natural. I'll say that. You do have, it's not like it's bad. You do have a bit of, you've always, since day one, you have, and I've told you this in other speaking things too. You have a stage voice. It's not terrible. It's not very dramatic. It's noticeable.
A stage voice would indicate that I would change it for different times. You think I change it for the podcast versus other
voices? Change it for when we hit record on here. I feel like when me and you were talking, this isn't you.
Well,
it's a little bit different.
That's
on
only
here.
Because it's like a lot more slurred and like I keep my mouth kind of closed and blah, 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 like I mumble a lot
Never
more.
Never thought that in my life either. All right, let's hit that. How about that preview? Though?
Hey, are we doing a show or what? Preview.
Go ahead and cut that so we do get picked up again. Thanks.
No. Only way we're getting picked up. Quick hits. MLB, NFL, NBA. Guys, it's going to be a hodgepodge Some might call it a goulash. No one's ever called it a goulash. I've got goulash on the mind. I keep eating it day after day.
Is that a Russian prison?
That's a gulag.
That's a gulag.
We're going to go ahead and change the subject.
Is goulash Russian also?
I think so. My wife made a batch of it earlier in the week, and we just have leftovers on leftovers. It's delicious. I can't get enough. Quick hits. MLB, NFL, NBA.
Not that quick, apparently.
We're going to hit all of the major sports. We're going to do a straight facts. Homie.
There you go.
Brady, NFL. Well, actually, we're cutting that because we found out that's not a real thing.
Yeah, I don't think that's a real thing. Whoops.
We will talk a little NFT. Then we're going to jump into Topps update. Actually, there's you've got Topps Hobby and Jumbo Box prices on Blowout. We're going to talk about that. There's some other products coming out that we'll talk
tomorrow.
About. So I'm going to talk and about that one. Again, a big pump to the Discord. We want you guys to get on there if at all possible. It's a lot of fun. It's got like, it's kind of, well, we'll talk about it later. That is your preview.
I've never sat here and thought the Discord's a lot of fun. I do get on there once in a while, though. I've never.
Did you or
that.
Did you not just get into this Discord room today?
All right, MLB quick hits. Here's the quickest of all of them.
Wait. Big picture.
Thank you. I apologize. Jorge Soler went off in game one. Altuve had a home run in game two. I don't think anybody cares about this World Series. Ronick, is this the least talked about World Series in recent history? I feel like there is no buzz around this thing.
I feel like everyone's kind of bummed out because they don't like either of the teams very much.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I agree. I think excitement is overall pretty low.
Yeah, I mean, we went from possible Dodgers Red Sox, which would have been huge, to the Astros and the Braves. Great teams. I'll be honest with you. I don't think we're going to see a ton of hobby impact either way unless someone goes absolutely nuts in the series. And I just don't know who that's going to be. So that was your quick hit. I don't care about the World Series at all. So,
what about, okay, I just got to say, because everybody I keep seeing people asking, why no love to Freddie Freeman? Because, I mean, we talked about him before.
But never
the last couple episodes.
I believe perennial all-star. I think he's won an MVP. I could be wrong about that. Why don't you check that up while you're sitting there with your voice changing? I mean, he's great every year. They've been competitive in the playoffs before. Obviously, they're in a World Series now. He won the MVP last year. Boom. Whoa. Ronick for the win. Ronick has contributed more to this episode than the past month combined. I'll tell you that already.
Oh, why are you saying, what are you downing on Ronick?
That's a compliment. I mean, on air contribution. Oh. He also makes the whole thing happen.
Yeah.
That's never in question, but on air. Freddie Freeman, just one of those guys. He's never been overly exciting, I feel like. And he's kind of been overlooked his whole life. You look at his pricing now, his whole career, not his whole life. I'm sure his parents thought he was awesome.
No, they hate him. Why would you say that?
Did you confirm that? Ronick, is that true?
Ronick.
So I said it a couple weeks ago, I say the same thing now. If you like Freeman, I think it's a great time to get his stuff. I don't think it's I don't think it's overpriced. I think if anything, it's underrated. He's probably already a pretty surefire Hall of Famer. I mean, guy's been very good, just very overlooked in terms of hobby value.
Okay.
Kind of like this series, overlooked.
Yeah.
What sport do you want to talk about next?
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app. This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
Well, the one sport that I have any real base of knowledge in, NFL.
Foosball.
Football. Oh. Man, I am dominating our fantasy team. It feels so good that I am in first place right now. But that's neither here nor there. It's not when you think, guys, it's all about numbers. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's not even true. I didn't even pick the great numbers team. It's Tom Brady. Every time I have Tom Brady as my quarterback, I win. That's how it works.
So do his teams. So that works out. Real, I mean, the one game, the most intriguing game of the week to me is tonight. Green Bay is at Arizona. Devontae Adams is out. Rodgers stuff has been steadily climbing. I still think I'm still holding the Aaron Rodgers. I have two or three, either PSA 10 or 9.5s, base rookies of some sort, whether they be tops, chrome. I have another one that's really cheap, maybe Score. You know, historically, I still think he is lower than he's going to be at the end of the season and in 5 years from now. I still think Aaron Rodgers is a great guy to buy now and short-term flip, hold, vault it, whatever you want to do. I don't think you're going to go wrong with Aaron Rodgers stuff. I think he's just an excellent buy in general, and his stuff has not gone crazy. It's up about 15% since the start of the year, but it's not overly expensive. I say not overly. His contenders PSA 10 is $35,000, but you can still get nice high-grade rookies for $1,000 or less. So I'm in.
So that's Aaron. What about Kyler, though?
Kyler's the most mystifying guy of the year to me. He's young. He's exciting. His team is the only undefeated team left. And mm-hmm. his pricing, although it's up, is not crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a chance to buy the Green Prism PSA 10 at a show last week for $900. If that's Mahomes, it's $10,000 or whatever it is. I don't understand how Kyler stuff is so cheap. Maybe people don't believe in him. Tonight's a huge game for that, though. And I'm still Rondale Moore. It's amazing. I still have not bought a single Rondale Moore card because I keep thinking he should be super cheap. He's got a little bit of a market, which I think is deserved. JJ Watt's done for the year now. I don't think that really does anything for him. But yeah, I think tonight's a big game because they're on center stage against Green Bay, who's 6-1. Big game. I think the Cardinals win big tonight. And maybe this is the bump because at some point, that's what's going to happen with Kyler. It's going to be all skeptics. And all of a sudden, it's going to be, you know what? This dude's playing very good and the team is the best team in football. And all of a sudden, I think he's one of the few guys we could see with like an overnight 35% jump across the board with his rookie stuff.
I was looking at his base 2019 Prism PSA 10.
What's it like, $400?
One sold yesterday for $400, but it looks like the PSA 9 just had a jump. So it's currently selling for $135, but as of 2 days ago, it was selling for like $105 to $115.
What was the PSA 10 a month ago?
A month ago, it was about the same. I mean,
that's what I mean.
It's been, $440, about $450 has been the high over the last 3 months, and the low has been about like $340 or so. I mean, it had a small dip down to $300, but yeah, it's been like a really tight, you know, back and forth between there. I don't understand why it hasn't gone up more.
Yeah, it's weird to me. Now, his high-end stuff is starting to pick up steam. Numbered contenders, high-end contender stuff, NTRPAs are selling high. I just think it's at some point we're going to see the trickle down. We see a big jump. So I like both QBs tonight, though, regardless of the outcome. And again, I'm kind of curious, is this the game where Kyler stuff really takes off? So we shall see. Hottest rising QB in the league right now, it's insane. Hasn't taken a snap this year is Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a stat today. His base gem and base raw stuff is up on average about 500% in the last 60 days. Literally about five times on a bunch of different platforms. I guess this thinking by next week, the trade deadline is next week. I just, again, there's way smarter people in the room than me. I don't know how he gets traded. I don't know how you give him up if you don't know the legal status with him. I just, he's nuts to me. I can't picture this happening, but that's the only thing I can think of is, you know, people just overreacting, thinking he's going to get traded and start playing.
Well, over the last week, maybe 2 weeks, he's gone back and forth between like $550 up as much as $750. Like he'll go back. It just goes back and forth. He'll sell for $550, go up to $750.
Yeah,
sell
but it's for prison five, PSA 10.
Yeah. I'm sorry. 2017 prison PSA 10. It just goes back and forth. It's a real interesting way. So if you think he's going to have an opportunity, it might be a good buy because last sale was on the high side, but if it drops back down, that might be a good opportunity to get in.
Yeah, and then the other guy who's, I just heard this on ESPN, as a matter of fact, SportsCenter, Dak Prescott may not play this week. He still has a calf injury. I still think Dak's a guy you hold till the end of the year, whether he plays this week or not. You know, those Dak Silver Prisms, PSA 10s, are still over $1,000. I still think there's room with Dak. I know historically they, you know, fall apart at the end of the year and puke all over themselves. Maybe this is the 1 year they don't, and that division's terrible. So, yeah, I think Dak's still a decent, a great hold and a decent buy at this point. Okay. So, boom, roasted.
I've got a question, but someone already asked it in mailbag, so I'll save it till later.
Save it for the show, bro.
I'm saving it, bro. I do have a question. Man, do you ever wake up in the middle of the night and you've got like, you think about show notes and like, oh, I want to talk about that. And then you don't write it down. I've got something that has to do with grading and it's on the tip of my tongue. You know what? As we talk, it's going to come out. We'll get to it. We'll just keep going.
Is that something you wish you had said?
I want to put it out there now so that you can help me. Help me help
Andy
you
Bernard.
With content.
Andy Bernard right there.
There you
talking
go.
Talking to Charles Minor.
That's what I was going to say. You didn't let me finish.
I did not want to have said that, but I think it should be known. last thing real quick. We haven't paid Tom Brady. I don't know what else to say anymore.
Yeah, it's hard to talk about him.
The man is phenomenal. He's more talented now than ever before. He's better looking than ever before. What else do you want to hear?
That's not just our opinion. That's
2,275 yards, first in the league. 21 touchdowns, first in the league. Only 3 interceptions, which is ridiculous. And second highest QBR in the league. So there was a Brady 2000 Contenders 8-5-10 that sold at Golden this weekend, for $1.5 million. Not Jeez. Too shabby. His other stuff, though, up across the board again. The Bowman Chrome I bought in the offseason for $16,500 is up to like $22,000. The 9.5 of that card is up to like $9,500. The Bowman PSA 10. Now, these are all big. If you don't have big money, obviously you don't care. But just in general, Brady stuff is up. And I think this is going to be the key with him. We're just going to continue to see the floor rise because nothing's been like a crazy 30% overnight spike. But we're starting to get with Brady. It's just like even guys who don't care about the sport, care about cards, care about Brady are like, all right, I'm going to come in and invest. I'm buying one Brady card. I just don't know when it stops with him. It is stupid.
So the question is, like, do you go ahead and buy him now? Is now a good buying opportunity? It sounds like from what you're saying, the floor is going to keep rising. So go ahead. Maybe now's the time.
I think if you are in this for a safe long-term buy, it's a good idea.
Okay.
But if you only have 10,000 in your account right now and you're like, hey, I have 10 grand in my card account. That's how I buy, sell, flip, break, whatever. I think it's tough because it takes you out of the game. You can buy a lower grade rookie of his, but I think we're starting. I don't think the numbers are showing. We're starting to see a real premium on his gem stuff. I mean, his numbered rookies, I don't even mention because those are stupid, stupid expensive. You know, high five, if not six figures or more.
Mm-hmm.
But even the other stuff, I mean, you know, 2 years ago, that Bowman Chrome PSA 10 was like $3,000. Like now it's 20. I just don't know. So I think if you are just looking to get in and have the view of this being a 401k type purchase, just going to sit there and make you a few points every year, very safe 10, 20 years from now, then yes. But I wouldn't suggest tying it up just everything because I don't think it's something in a week or two or 5 weeks or even 2 months you're going to be able to flip and make a quick profit. But it does look like just steady growth with him across the board because how well he's played.
Guys, if you want a Tom Brady that is relatively, I wouldn't say cheap, but it's just not going to hit the wallet quite as hard, the 2000 Skybox PSA 8 There's about 900 of those. You can get that for about $330.
Is that the one that he's playing? Is there another guy on the card with him? Carmazzi?
I do have that card pulled up, but no, that is another Skybox one, but not this one. This is card number 27 specifically. And it's him in a, is this a college jersey? It's like a yellow and white.
I think that's his Michigan. I mean, it's probably his Michigan pants. Jersey.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it looks like. But
I never worn yellow pants. I can say that confidently.
You know what? I don't think I have. No, I have.
You have.
I definitely have. I like to wear colors.
Keep it reasonable.
But anyways, that's an option if anyone's wanting to get in. There's enough pop out there. All right. So that's TB. Anybody else in the QB realm or any other position?
I'm done. That's it. Quick hit intro. That's all I have to say. There's other stuff going around, but let's go to basketball real fast and we'll jump on the other stuff.
Let's do it.
The Hornets are 4-1, playing unbelievable. I still think Miles Bridges is probably a good time to sell. Again, his stuff across the board from the beginning of the year to now. So you're talking about 2 weeks ago to now, up 80 to 100%. So it's doubled or close to doubled. I still think he's a sell. I could be wrong about that. Maybe this year he breaks out. I think he's a sell. LaMelo stuff, though, is interesting. Now, LaMelo stuff, I'm still skeptical of graded base stuff because of the flow coming out of PSA. I think you're going to buy into the low pops right now, which is kind of a myth. But LaMelo is playing really well also. And one card that just seems super, Brady was the crazy high end with LaMelo, go cheap. His Donruss raw rookies are like 10 to 13 bucks. I think that card easily could go up to 20 to 25 like it did last year, like Zion's did for a while, like Jaws were, you know, Lucas are more than that. I think there's still a play with raw LaMelo stuff because a lot of those are not going to get graded because the value is tough. Like you really got to know what you got and you have to be pretty assured of a gem. Otherwise, you're going to lose money with grading cost. So I think the LaMelo raw card play, and I think there's two ways to go about it. I think because I think he can play and I think the team is good. I don't think they're winning a championship, but if they stay hot, they're going to make the playoffs, which I don't think is crazy. They were on pace to do that last year. The play with me with LaMelo stuff is raw rookies. Base, yes, if you can get into numbered stuff, which is a little higher, or even just SPs, fantastic. But even the low-end raw base on his, it's like there's two plays. Either his stock just rises across the board, and I think you can move it as is and make money. Or there's again, depending on what the comps look like, there's a play with SGC for 25 bucks a card. See if you can get the 10. Or in 6 months or whatever, if PSA drops pricing dramatically for bulk again, you have to be patient there, but maybe that's the play also. I just think LaMelo's a decent buy right now because that team's playing better than I thought. So I like LaMelo.
I do have a question about, so when it comes to basketball, when do I start to care about win-loss ratio for the entire team? Like, so Bulls are number one in the Eastern Conference right now. They're undefeated. And the Nets are number 11 out of 15, you know. But historically speaking, like you would expect the Nets are going to be one of the top teams. When do I start to care that the Nets are closer to the bottom than they are the top? Like midway through the season, 3/4? Like
it means a lot more, not the record, but who the record is. No one cares about the Nets starting off slow because they have surefire Hall of Famers on the team. That's the difference. Whereas LaMelo is a young guy who could, and Miles Bridges is leading the team now too. Two young guys we've never seen win at a consistent rate. I'm not calling four wins like a huge consistent rate of winning, but it is better. I don't think anybody would have thought they would start off 4-1. They've beaten some decent teams. I think it's more to do with young guys playing better than we thought, and their team happens to be winning. I think that's more about it. But you brought up the Bulls, though. That's a good example. Like Zach LaVine's playing really well right now. They're 4-0. He's got a couple cards too. Talk about a good buy. Like his raw stuff. So he was a rookie in 2014, which I think is Karl Anthony Towns' rookie year also. I may have you check that up because I'm going to ask about him next. Carl with a K, Anthony Towns. Zach LaVine's Prism is 50 bucks right now, raw. It's up about 30% since the start of the season, which it should be. He's played well, whatever. His select raw rookie, though, is 25 bucks and it's only up 25%. See, that select to me is a good buy then. Why is the Prism 50% up and the select is half of that? They should be growing at the same rate. I think LaVine's a pretty good buy right now for that reason. And I think the Bulls are going to be a very good regular season team. Can they win a playoff round? I don't know. I mean, remains to be seen. I don't have a ton of faith in that team. But at least right now, if you're looking for like a cheap, hey, LaVine's going to keep playing well, maybe in another week or two, people take notice if they're 10-1. I think the Zach LaVine select card, raw for 25 bucks, even the Prism raw for 50, again, just some options for the guys who have a little bit lower budget, which is fine. You can still do well with those cards. But I think that's what it comes down to.
The Lonzo Ball card is also his.
Lonzo's on the move.
Yeah, his 2017 Prism base has gone from the PSA 10. It dropped down as low as like $65 a week ago, but it's up to mid 90s right now. So again, another guy on that team that could be maybe someone to keep an eye out for. But I mean, honestly, do you think Lonzo is anything near LaMelo as far as like value? Like, could he ever be that?
No, I don't think Lonzo's exciting. I think he's a above average point guard, though. He plays great defense, good passer. He's not an electric passer and he's not an electric scorer. LaVine is an electric scorer at times. LaMelo has shown he can be electric at both. Lonzo's
a lot
more. Can you
define electric? Like good? Just like really like hot?
Zzz. Hear that? Did you hear that? That was the definition.
All right.
No more questions good. Either.
No,
is Karl Anthony Towns a 2014 rookie?
2015.
Oh, he's a year after. Okay. Because that's the other team I wanted to mention real quick. The Timberwolves, I think they're 4-1. There is no reason the Timberwolves should not be good every year anyways. Edwards played great last year as a rookie.
They're 3-1, by the way.
3-1. That kid can score. I like Edwards' upside just because of how much cheaper he is than LaMelo. D'Angelo Russell, I don't care about his hobby value, but on court, played very well. Had like 25-30 last night. And Karl Anthony Towns is another guy, because since he's come in the league, he's played very well, and people always ask, well, why doesn't he have a better market? That's why. He's never on a winning team. I think, though, this is the year. If that team's actually going to compete out west, which there's a lot of beat-up teams out west, this might be the year you actually chase after Karl Anthony Towns stuff in hopes of flipping it in the next 6 months. Because if he's that good, at some point the team should be winning games. So I'm not saying it's his fault they don't, but some guys are good enough to carry a bad team. LeBron did that. KG did that. Carl's never done that, but he has help now. I mean, Edwards is very good. I think there's upside with Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns for sure. And with Towns, you don't have to be scared of the base, because again, you're talking the populations in 2015, a fraction of what they are now. That's a loaded class, by the way. 2015's him, Joker, Devin Booker. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody. That's a stupid loaded class.
So I do have a question about the Grizzlies. Am I allowed in? Like, I never heard anything back from Vernon. I don't know. Like, can I?
Chris, Mr. Vernon, if you could text Jesse, he'd like to know if he could become a fan of the Grizzlies.
Don't mind. So. Just letting me know. I'm still on the fence. And you know what? Sometimes I'm like, if I don't get taken, if you don't snatch me up, because I'm a catch, if you don't snatch me up as a fan, maybe I go to one of these like 4-0 teams, 4-1 teams, you know? I mean, you guys are 2-2. It's good.
You're shopping your fandom. That's what you're
talking
about.
I'm just letting people know that I'm available. I'm a free agent.
Haven't got that John Morant autographed jersey I was promised yet either. So
lies.
Just throwing that out there. I can't answer your question. It's for Chris. What about the Grizzlies, though? Was that the question?
My question was that. And also, John Morant has still been going up in value. Like, I thought he had gone up, you know, the last time we talked about it. But since then, I think when did we say, what was Monday's episode? The 25th, 24th? Mm-hmm. It was about 230 25th. Is talking about his 2019 Prism PSA 10.
They're closing on 300, right? 280?
His last one sold yesterday for 270. So
nice. Desmond Bane, too, my boy. Still cheap, still scoring like 17 a game, even though they've lost two in a row. I like him. I think it's going to be a competitive team. I really do. And I just like Ja Morant, so.
Okay.
Boom. Two quick injury notes, then we'll be done with this whole section. The Joker knee injury, not serious. They say he's going to be a game time decision tonight, but it's not serious. Joker is still under half of what he was for his base Prism rookie, almost anything across the board. Half of what he was when the market really spiked. Again, he fell, and he's a 2015 guy. His Prism PSA 10's under $700, I think. I think a lot of the reason he fell is because, hey, base is bad. Everybody get away from it because the populations are out of control.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not true with 25th. Do you have that card?
Yeah, it's only 687 for the PSA 10s. For the
what's
pop
the
count.
Pop? Like 800?
That was the pop count. I'm sorry, 687. But it's also the price is 650.
Okay, that's what I mean. Under 700 in a pop. Yes, it's a base card. There's not a ton of them. That's what I mean, though. But that kind of got lumped in with base being the devil. I don't know that that's a bad buy, especially if you have a little bit of time, though. I've still got the two that I picked up last year. I'm just going to hold them. I think they're going to make a run. I mean, he's a reigning MVP.
That card was legit going for like 1,700 at times.
That's what I mean. That's insane. So you're talking, it's going for 35% of its peak. Why? Why yeah. does Luka outsell him by almost 2-1 when Luka's population is what it is? That's it's nuts to me. So yeah. it's not almost 2-1. Luka's like 850. But even still, Joker just won the MVP. Like, that's a competitive team. Weird. I saw an update, too, on the Zion injury. They say he may be back on the court as early as the 2nd, which is next week. We'll see. I'm still of the belief he's going to have both his feet torn off by an alligator. So I lose all that money I tied up right before the season. So, done. You know what I want? I want some straight facts, homie, from the sports boy. Your sports boy, excuse me.
Your sports boy is here with your straight facts, homie.
Thank you.
Every week, I don't know. It's good or bad. All right.
Not good this week. No.
Yep. So if anyone is questioning, I first want to give a shout out to Sports Collectors Daily. I get a lot of my news stories, not all of them, but they're very good resource as far as like what's going on in the hobby. So sportscollectorsdaily.com, not a sponsor, just figured since I'm stealing so much from them, I'd let you know. People, that's not a long time to speak. You have ADD so hard. I'm
doing the Rain Man rock here, baby.
I'm giving you Ritalin. All right. First off, let's talk a little bit about Panini. Better Business Bureau does not seem to be too happy with Panini. They have had a number of complaints, all based around their redemptions, unfulfilled redemptions. I think, Mike, you may have mentioned that some people have quoted Panini as basically just not caring as much. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw screenshots from that lawsuit that was filed on Twitter last week.
Okay.
And it was basically just like, we don't have a contract with you. Basically passing the buck on why redemptions aren't getting filled.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. You put a redemption in your product. I don't care if I buy a box from Panini's website, if I buy it from a card shop, if I hit it in a break. If I get a redemption, fill it or get something of comparable value and send it to me in a timely manner. I understand the need for redemptions. Nope, you know, you can't hold up releases because some guys won't sign, but have a plan in play. Like, hey, these 12 guys are tier one hits. If we can't fulfill one here, we'll give you another one. Like, just, and tier two, if you pull a tier two redemption with a specific name on it, he's not signing after a timely matter, in a timely manner, cool. But this whole, like, it's not our fault type thing.
Better Business Bureau is claiming that it's not just the fact that they're, you know, they don't have that redemption. It's the lack of communication. They're just not, people are frustrated because they're not saying anything in a lot of cases. So
been the case for years. Yep.
So yeah, they've had 20 complaints just this month. There's like 237 total that they've counted. They're saying 43 different states and 2 Canadian provinces, all with complaints. So it's kind of crazy. Hopefully Panini gets the message.
What's and says, bigger, a state or a province? Or is it case by case?
It's case by case. I mean, the provinces in Canada, you got like Quebec. That's, I mean, I would assume any province in Canada is probably bigger than just about every state, except maybe Texas. There's a lot of country up there. Newfoundland, I think, is probably smaller.
I've been helping on an assignment in Louisiana. Those are called parishes.
They don't have counties. You're right. Exactly. It's a little different. Did you know that before you started this?
I mean, I've heard it, but I didn't actually know it was a thing. I thought it was more like, you know, some cities call themselves a parish, but that is... they're all called parishes, so.
Yeah, yeah.
The counties are.
Yes. I feel like geography should be a new section on here. I love it. It's so fun.
Well, I can name all 50 state capitals, so.
50 state capitals?
I used to be able to. Go ahead, throw me a state.
Washington State. He's got nothing.
I knew us. Washington State. This is a good one. Hang on here. I did used to know these. Washington. I get nothing.
The deer in the headlights looked when I said Washington
Give
State.
Give me another one.
Nebraska.
Lincoln. Boom.
Okay, that's... Might all be right, Bismarck. That proved it. You got it. You don't have to prove anything
what
else.
What is Washington's, though? Ronick, I need you to look that up right now. But Ronick, give me the first letter. Don't type in the name. First letter. Washington. Starts with an O. Washington. Well, this is not good. Starts with an O.
Oh yeah. Man. Yeah, that's right. Okay. I was like, when you said, I didn't know. I didn't know.
Oh, you know it now?
I do now.
Oregon City. Boom.
Olympia. Olympus.
Oh, yeah. Give me another one now. We're one for one. We got to break the tie.
All right. Here we go. Last one. Oh, you just went there. South Dakota.
Is South Dakota Bismarck? That's North Dakota. St. Pierre?
Oh, my goodness. If that's right.
It's just Pierre.
Just Pierre. Yeah,
I was. I'm giving the guy sainthood. That counts. That's a compliment to Pierre. Ronnie, did you know that?
No, I looked it up.
Okay.
Man.
Last one. Here we go. For the one more and we're done. I'm not saying another word about sports cards. Where's the Ringer's Geography podcast? I could dominate that.
That's a really, really good question.
One more state.
Nevada.
Reno, come on. Be reasonable.
See, I think that's actually pretty impressive because it's not Reno.
Okay, Carson City then.
Yeah.
Is it Carson City?
It was. Man.
Pretty good though. You know what else they're doing? Carson City.
It's pretty good.
that was like 2.5 to 4. It's not bad.
Sure. Yeah.
Better pretty than you know. Olympia.
So, that was hard.
What are we
that
doing? Hard. Is there anything else in the
straight
segment?
Facts, homie? All right, we're not done yet.
Florida, Tallahassee.
Let me finish.
Texas, Austin. California, Sacramento.
And on that note, Ringer, we'd really enjoy getting picked up for year two.
Move along. No, I don't care about that. All right. We're done. We just did state capitals. Don't try to make a sales pitch now.
Let's go. Golden Auctions just picked up a new executive. Golden's getting pretty legit. If you had any question if they were before, they've got senior VP from Christie's coming over to head up Golden's director of revenue position. I just think that's really cool, giving them a little bit more legitimacy.
He's also picking up Ken does the Instagram live thing on Thursday. Actually, boys from Card Ladder will be there tonight, Josh and Chris.
Yes.
I've been on there twice now. He came on ours. Never officially invited, though, Kenny. So open to it. I also noticed some other guy there. He looks like the guy from Bones. You know that show Bones?
Like the guy with the jawline, like handsome guy? Or
Yeah. I turned on Instagram live. He has like some big position at Golden. Because he was on the Golden Instagram thing live. Okay. I turned it on, like, three of the best heads of hair I've ever seen in my life. Oh. I don't know what they were talking about, and I don't care. We need a little help with the content side, but the hair quality with those people. Holy crap.
On point. Well, there you go. That you should be on there for next time. All right.
Sure.
I got a lot of these. We got to hurry up here. Okay, 2021 Donruss Football factory sets. There is now a third version of this. I don't know if you knew this, but Fanatics is now including a third version. Does anyone care about this? I just thought it was interesting.
Fanatics gets a lot of these exclusives, like with things like these. So they'll do all right.
So it's $100 for like, 400 cards. So I assume the main cards, no one's going to really find a lot of value in, but it does have like a bonus 5-card pack that has like, they call hyper parallels. What's a hyper parallel, by the way?
So it's literally, so the set 1 through 400 is just one of every card. You know what you're getting. There's not a ton of value. Trevor Lawrence rookies, $10 or whatever it is. But the hyper pack is where if you hit the Trevor Lawrence there, you can make some real money.
Okay.
So
I mean, $99. Yeah. On Fanatics website is where you can get that. So
if you were buying these, by the way, I wouldn't touch them. With this quarterback class, I would just throw it in the attic and forget about it for 10 years.
I mean, okay, there you go. Let's see. Tom Brady's. We didn't talk about this on Monday. I guess we could have. The 600th touchdown football that got passed.
This is so ridiculous. People are like, this thing's worth $1 million.
Give this guy all the money.
First of all, he's sitting front row at a Bucks game. I think from what I heard, he was a surgeon. I don't think he's hurting for cash. It was like a momentary, like Mike Evans gave it away by mistake. I wouldn't have given it back. Well, you're a moron. Just give it. I mean, the guy ended up getting season tickets, a Bitcoin, and a couple autographed and game used items.
I think he asked for a round of golf with Tom Brady, which I feel like maybe you're going too far with that. It's like, I gave you money, but my time is worth millions of dollars. Yeah, I mean, know about that.
But it's not like they gave him $50. Like, I just, in this thought that like automatically this ball's worth $500,000 to $1 million, I think is insane anyways. I don't think it's worth anywhere near that, honestly. So I think he did fine.
Maybe like in the future, you think, but like today or just never?
I mean, maybe, I don't know, but I just was like, dude, you got a Bitcoin, an autographed jersey. He got another game ball, which is from the record breaking game.
Oh, like, wow.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I agree. I tend to agree with that statement. Cause I was just like, everyone was like giving the Bucks a hard time about it. I'm like, I don't feel that bad for the guy. It was free either way. So,
and it was literally a momentary mistake. He should have got it in the first place. Had Mike Evans known, he would have kept it and given it right back to Brady.
And I don't want to say, you know, I view people as being bad in general, but had the guy given more thought to it and he just held on to it, what would everybody's viewpoint be then? It's like, why don't you give it back to the guy, you jerks? You know, so who knows? All right. We touched on it. Let's go to a little bit more news. PSA, we didn't talk about this. Steve Sloan is out as PSA's president. Did you know about this?
Is he really?
Yeah. This actually came out a few days ago.
I like Steve more than anybody at that company, too.
Oh, yes. He's a great guy. But they are replacing him with Joe Orlando, who I believe...
Didn't he just leave the company?
No. I'm sorry. I'm reading that.
Yeah, you're reading that wrong.
Kevin Linane, who was the founder of Genement, he will be becoming the president.
What does that guy know about grading cards?
I mean, he knows about technology. I don't know. But it's not like Steve Lohn is completely out. He is going to they're calling it a chief marketing officer for Collectors Universe. So I think it's probably a promotion, it sounds like. Maybe.
Because he was president of PSA. Now he's chief marketing for the whole ownership
parent
company.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Because I actually like Steve reached out to us blindly after like a couple shows just to say hi. He was our contact there and we wanted information. Like, he was actually really good to us. So I'm glad he's sticking around. I mean, Nat's fine with us too, but Nat does that with everybody social media wise. I think Steve was kind of like, I felt like we had a pretty good rapport with Steve that others don't. I think Nat has a good rapport with everybody. He's very social media active.
Yes. So. When we reached out to him, he was pretty fast to get back. That was cool.
Yeah.
SGC turnaround times are looking really good right now for cards under $1,500. They reported about 27 days, and I think they say on the website it's going to be 45 to 50 days. So continuing to be good there.
They also just moved to a new building and it's way bigger. They just released a video on their Instagram.
Yep. They're kind of attributing that to why they're continuing to be under this.
Are they attributing that to us?
They mainly said it's thanks to Mike and
how much ownership do we have in that company?
I think all of it. I think we're mainly the owners. Let's see. Upper Deck is staying in the game as far as NHL is concerned. They did not flinch when NBA, NFL, and MLB all got bought up. They just said, I'm doubling down on NHL. So they just extended licensing as far as cards and merchandise, things like that go. I think that's probably a good thing for Upper Deck because I don't know what else they really have.
I'll be honest with you. I have never liked Upper Deck. And the reason is they just refuse to work with breakers. If they see you selling stuff online, they can cut your account from distributors. I'm sure there is a reason and there are smart people at that company. Those guys to me have blown it huge. Like everybody else embraces the breaking culture because it's doing, I don't know, hundreds of millions a year. Their thing was always like, nope, we're Upper Deck and we're going with brick and mortars. Like, cool. You know what else is awesome? Hollywood Video and Blockbuster. I have no remorse. I got burned by Upper Deck years ago with that whole trying to get an account, got some product once, immediately started selling it and got, you know, crap about it. Yeah. I don't like them. So I'm glad they're not doing anything else. I just don't like those people. So I shouldn't say people. I don't like their company motto. So whatever.
NHL, I mean, again,
guys, go sell your hockey cards. I don't care.
I would love to see how many guys are actively collecting hockey. Like if you guys are on the Facebook group, we'll put up a post. Just let us know.
Just leave. If you're on the Facebook group,
he's a mean guy. He's got his hat turned around. That's mean, Mike. Or serious, Mike?
Unshaven Mike for 5 days. Backwards hat, Mike. This is business, Mike. They make nice products. Don't get me wrong. I just don't like the way they're like very closed-minded with stuff. So
fair enough. Speaking of licensing, Panini.
It's a big segment, by the way. Yeah,
I told you I got a lot going on. Panini has basically pushed another item out of Topps inventory. They now have WWE licensing starting in 2022 for a multi-year deal.
I think that's a decent move. By the way, Dana White was breaking Panini Chronicles the other day live.
Oh, really?
Box of that. Yeah, they've gotten pretty good with the UFC.
That's pretty cool.
You're going to lose baseball, basketball, football. I mean, do other things to make... hats off to Panini. Start filling redemptions. That'd be cool, too. But in the meantime, that's not a bad way to go. Pick up some other brands.
The only thing is like, you got to start wondering what's the play at Topps. Because, like, now they've lost WWE. They don't have NHL. They don't have MLB. They've got Star Wars.
Well, they have Bundesliga. Hang on. They have MLB for a few years.
I mean, yeah, they've got it. I'm sorry. Right. But in the going forward.
They make a ton of money with candy. I know that's a big thing with Topps.
They got Garbage Pail Kids. I'm just wondering, what's the play? Are they going to get bought out?
Here's the deal. I just want my card in a Topps Pro. I want a legit Topps card. So I will not say anything negative about that company until that happens.
And then you're getting trashed. Right. Next. And, oh my, wait.
Are you done?
Dude, I think I'm done.
It's actually a perfect segment because speaking of tops, and I'll make this brief, 2021 tops update releases tomorrow. I hope you have pricing on jumbo and hobby boxes, please. This is, again, it's a paper product. Yes, there are autos and some patches, but the big draw is always what you can hit for paper. You know, first rookie paper. So there's some decent second and third tier names. Alek Manoah, pitcher for the Blue Jays, good player. Yes, he's a pitcher, but I like him. Taylor Trammell is for the Mariners in that. Again, good prospect. Akil Baddoo is for the Tigers. Solid prospect. Andrew Vaughn for the White Sox. But there are two big names, which I wasn't sure they were going to make it. Jared Kelenic had a horrible season in the bigs, but is a stud prospect. That card's going to sell well. And Jonathan India for the Reds. So what is the cost of this? And then give me the cost of last year. Well, I should have told you this ahead of time. I'm sorry I didn't.
That's okay. So, I have the case cost. Let me see if I can grab the box real quick.
But that's the thing. You rip a box of this, you're basically looking for the base rookies to grade. And then if you hit like the SPs, the variations, you can do well with those also. But it's the same as Series 1, Series 2. This is just update, which also means that Wander is going to be in Series 1 next year, which is going to be huge. I mean, Wander is an absolute star. 2021 Series 1 is going to far outsell this, I believe. But
all right. Hobby Box is going for $104.95.
That's cheap.
That's, again, that is this year. If we go to 2020.
So 2020, the big chase was Robert and nobody else, really.
So 2020, a hobby. No, that's a case. Let me see. Box. Hobby Box, $70.
All right. So we were, I was wrong. So Louis Robert is in 2020 Top Series 2. Look that up on Blow It real quick. Because this, I think this product is comparable to that. Same type of layout. You're chasing paper rookies. So I want to know how much a 2020 Series 2 Tops Hobby Box is. Because this one's $105. If there's a lot of discrepancy there in price, I think this one might actually be a good buy. That is pretty cheap, though. Like I said, not the biggest rookie class in the world, but these are all guys who have at least contributed. And India and Kelenic I do like. So,
you want Jumbo Box or Hobby Box?
Nope, Hobby Box.
Hobby Box, $115 for Series 2 2020.
Oh, so these are actually kind of on par then. These are $110, those are $115. Okay, never mind. That whole point was moot. Sorry for wasting your time.
All right, so we're just going to go ahead and delete this segment. If this is all you're hearing, it's because we deleted it. We found out the information.
No, it's great.
It's not good.
I'm going to hit you a couple quick notes here at the end. Then we talked about the Panini lawsuit thing with the redemptions. Don't care. Absolute Football that came out Wednesday is ridiculous. I actually, to me, not even close to the nicest football release. The amount of rookies, the patch autos, the game use stuff, the Kaboom cards. I was kind of high on it anyways. I think it's awesome. I was way low on that compared to what it's been. So great stuff there. PWCC, the auction platform. The reason I'm bringing this up is because some guy, P. Brian, some guy on Instagram has a big following. I don't actually know who he is. He shared some info with CardPorn. CardPorn then shared it like, hey, PWCC's auction site, not the premier stuff. The high-end stuff is still super high-end selling well, but the low-end stuff is not selling. People got murdered in that first auction. I think it's like any other platform. When you first start out, PWCC is not known for selling $50 cards. I think it's going to take time and attention. But then there was like a whole call out, like, why aren't people talking about this? It's because they're paid by eBay. I can tell you right now, we're not paid by eBay. I didn't talk about PWCC because, first of all, I didn't know what was happening. Second of all, I don't care. And I don't view it as my job to promote PWCC's auctions. The same way I don't promote eBay stuff. If they have something interesting that happens, I'll talk about it. But like, there was this thought that, hey, content creators are being paid by eBay so they can't talk about it. No, I just don't care. I don't care about PWCC. I don't care about eBay. I've used them both. It's been fine for me. Some people like it, hate it, whatever. I don't care. If you want to pay me to talk about you, sure, I'll talk about you. But honestly, I just don't care. And then that led the whole discussion again about, you know, some influencers are paid on their accounts. Me and Jesse have paid a ton of money on our other accounts. I don't feel bad for it. We're still the most transparent and best influencers in this space as opposed to most of the morons in this game. So happy to have that discussion with anybody live on Instagram anytime you want. Just wanted to share that little nugget because we got called out.
That is a threat.
No, I just think it's funny when people call. And then the call out was, well, I've never heard of you guys or you know, you guys have never done anything for the hobby. Cool. Like, good for you because I just think it's funny because people are paid a lot of money. All of a sudden, they don't contribute anything. No problem. I'll put what I've contributed to the hobby up against just about anybody. And I feel pretty good with my track record.
Yeah, so. Sports boy, too.
And Jesse's alive also. So that's a big thread today also. In the Facebook group I saw that really took off. You know, hey, I'm everything, everywhere I'm trying to sell has slowed way down. Is the market is the bubble bursting? I was like, what is going on here? I still don't get these market, the bubble burst like discussions. I don't know what people are doing. Maybe you are doing something wrong. I will say there are more places to buy and sell now than ever before. Different platforms, more people in the game. You got to be good at what you do. Price your stuff competitively. Have good communication. Ship immediately. If you do that, I don't think it's an issue for most people.
There needs to be like a centralized location, because you're right. There are too many places out there right now.
Yeah. But in the meantime, just like, like what has slowed down? I guess I just missed the boat. And then people came, and then some people came in like, oh, well, grading's crushed it. Grading is hurt. The cost of grading with PSA and BGS has slowed down. SGC is also, you know, doing more cards than BGS now anyways, and is grading a lot. That has helped. But PSA only operating at a fraction of what they were service level wise. Yeah, it's taken a hit on the hobby for sure. You can't get your money out of it like you used to. But in general, I think the market's still strong. So I don't know. There you go. Mailbag. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Lastly, before we hit mailbag, just a big little pump up for the Discord. Go check it out. No, I just wanted to emphasize. So if you're new to Discord, I am fairly new. Mike's completely new, and a lot of you guys haven't ever used it. It's kind of like a chat room, but it's kind of, I guess, tailored to what you want to talk about when we have different channels for it. So you've got like an NFL buy sell room. You know, if you actually wanted to buy or sell products, we don't do it on the Facebook page. You can do it in there if you want. Again, we don't monitor it. If you just want to show off your card, show off your collection, show off your comic book gradings, all that stuff, you can go there, and it's not just going to get lost in all the posts. That's one of the big things with Facebook that we don't like. And one of the reasons why we did the Discord was just because guys couldn't find anything. You can't find the posts that you're looking for. Not to say we're getting rid of the Facebook group. We love the Facebook group. This is just like more of a, you know, for the real fans that want to talk about their cards and the things they're passionate about, you got a place where you can actually find stuff and find people who like it too.
We should just stay. I'm actually willing to do like a 3-hour. I dropped the dogs off at daycare today. It started pouring this morning. And I was like, dude, these dogs need to run.
Sure.
I did. Took them to daycare. I've got nothing to do. We got meetings after this, but yeah. I'll stay on. I'm going to go on the Discord today.
It's like, oh, you should. As soon as they see you commenting, everybody starts hopping on.
We do need to do an Instagram live again soon. We've been neglecting. We had a good little flow going with that. I do think we should hit that again.
Yeah, absolutely we will. Why wouldn't we? All right. That being said, mailbag.
I don't think you meant this. That sounded like the most disingenuous thing ever. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, we should.
Oh, no, yeah. They're just right like,
well, it's Mike, because it's like,
Mike, good idea. Have fun doing that by yourself whenever you feel like it. That's what that was.
Oh, you know what we didn't do? I just had my post-it note. Oh, you can't even see it. NFT, Candy's NFT. If you guys are on the fence about NFTs, whatever the case may be, that's fine. But just know they are still selling like crazy. They
sold out in like minutes the other day.
They had like this MLB stadium NFT, which is like just pictures of the stadiums all around the country. I actually think it was kind of a cool idea, but man, did they sell out quick. It was
not as crazy. Cool as our NFT idea that we haven't heard back from Candy about, but it was good.
We will,
wasn't as good. It was fine. Yeah, they were 4 out of 10. Ours is an 8.5 out of 10. No problem. Nothing wrong with second best.
No, it's really good.
Okay, good. Let's hit mailbag because we got a bunch.
All right. Mailbag. All right. This one is not from Facebook. I've been working on a voice for it. This is what
another voice from you today?
Okay. Yeah, baby. All the voices. Discord.
I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. work on another voice for it.
All right. Questions from Discord. Father Son Slabs wants to know, can you share any insight on silver versus numbered cards? I picked up a 2013 Select Giannis out of 99 PSA 10 for less than the silver. Pop on the silver is 80 versus 13 for this card. Seems off. Is this due to a general preference towards silver?
Silvers. Yep. There is a crazy hyped inflated market around silvers, period. It should not outsell that card. I wonder if that's the father-son guy that posted in the group the other day. They released a card podcast. I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but I noticed they gave Eddie a shout-out on Geo Breaks. Didn't give us a shout-out, but posted on the page. I was curious. I listened to a few minutes. Boy. They seem like nice guys. Father and son.
Really good guys. Younger son?
I would guess, like, total guess, 50 and 25.
Oh, okay. So it's not like a 13-year-old and a 35-year-old or something.
No. Maybe that was them.
Shonsky from Discord. I only have two of them, so you're fine. Thinking long-term hold, is Joe Burrow still a value play?
Maybe. But if he gets hurt next week and does an Andrew Luck thing, nope. So long-term hold, if you got into him cheap and you want to take a chance, fine. But I wouldn't go out and spend big money on him right now, or Justin Herbert, or any of those guys thinking long-term they're going to be these crazy big holds, because I just think this it's too volatile. You get injured and be done. So I personally am skeptical, but I'm always a little bit conservative anyways. So,
okay. Michael Cianfrone. Last episode, you mentioned BGS as the standard for Bowman first autos. Given BGS' current price and backlog, is SGC a viable alternative since they grade the auto, or hold raw first autos until BGS gets caught up?
No, I wouldn't hold them for that. I just mean, if you're looking back at old stuff, like Jesse showed the other day, why is the pop on a BGS of the same card so much higher than it is with PSA? Because with Bowman Chrome, it just became the place to go because guys like subs. But yeah, I think SGC is the way to go for 99% of these things, especially the cheaper ones. A few hundred bucks or less, why would you pay the extra money and the grading cost to go with the other ones? Just grade it cheap at SGC.
Mm-hmm.
If the guy then blows up and all of a sudden the difference in price from an SGC 10 to a PSA 10 becomes thousands of dollars, like, or hundreds of dollars or something crazy, and you want to try a crossover, I mean, that's fine too. But in the interim, I think for sure SGC is the play. Because of the grading costs. Like, that eats up almost all the profit period and the return time.
Nice. That's a good plug for SGC. Not a sponsor. Nope. They're a sponsor. Move along. Never mind. Eric Melch from the Facebook. Tips for streamlining the process of selling cards online. Like most in the hobby, I work full-time and sell to fund my PC purchases. Wondering if you have any tips for making the monotonous process of photographing and posting cards any easier / more efficient. Maybe just easier to sit on everything until I can get a table space at a local card show.
I mean, I love the card show idea. Card shows, since the whole pandemic kicked off, guys were like eager to get out of the house. Card shows have done well by and large. But I also think if you have just a ton of small stuff, I mean, that's why I can sign stuff. I don't have to do any of that. And the fees are almost the same. Yes, on really low end stuff, I'm going to pay an extra 2%, but it's worth my time. Like a guy like Eric, that was his name, Eric?
Eric Melch.
I mean, it seems like, again, a guy like Eric is not doing this to fund his pay his mortgage. He's doing it to fund his PC. You know, so a couple hours a week for 2%. And on big stuff, you're going to pay less because they get a break in price. So use the two consigners on our website, Sports Cards Nonsense. Here, this is a plug. SportsCardsNonsense.com. Under card services, the two auctions, PC sports cards and five-star sellers. Like five-star cards. Yeah, I think that is the reason I use consigners, so I don't have to do that monotonous crap. Yeah, now big stuff, you want to sell yourself off eBay for no fee? Go ahead, have at it if you can. Obviously, that's the best. But if not, yeah, I think that's a good option.
Jordan Joseph.
I think my headphones have been on backwards this whole day. Hang on.
This is sad, people watching him trying to figure it out. Oh, he's back.
I don't know if it makes a difference, but I had the left on the right, and shockingly enough, the right was on the left. Have you heard of
Wait,
it?
Hold on.
Yep.
Let's just restart this. This whole show's off. We need to redo
it. Run it. Cut the last 48 minutes. Here we go. All right. Jordan. Sports cards nonsense. Thursday. God. Oh, what were you? Oh, you
No, I wasn't going to. No. From the Facebook, Jordan Joseph wants to know, with Fanatics potentially taking over a large portion of the card market and having ownership in CSG, do you think that will increase the value / reputation?
I don't think so. I think they're hideous slabs and nobody cares about them.
Do some work on the look.
They may try to force it down our throats. I think they grade accurately, though. Unlike a lot of the new startups, they authenticate, which is huge. They're ugly. Because they're ugly, they don't sell well. Until you change that, I don't think you're making a push with anything.
I think they absolutely change. So my thought on that question is, like, is it like one of these where you went to like Joe Schmo College and no one knows about it? But then all of a sudden, like, they've got a great football team or they like win some prestigious awards. And then, you know, you went from Joe Schmo to like, oh, now this school's called Yale. And yeah, I went to Yale and before, like, no one ever knew about it. Like, is that the same thing with this grading company, like where nobody cared about it?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if that analogy makes sense. Ronick, is Ronick still awake? Ronick, did that analogy make any sense to you?
I didn't follow. I'll be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
You weren't even listening.
That was brutal. I went to Woodia Technical, Woodia Vocational Technical Regional High School. I would not know about your fancy college crap. And based on the response and that analogy you just made, I'm not sure you went to college. So I've seen the paper. I just don't believe it. No. If they want to totally rebrand and make it more, you know, make it look better, fine. Mm-hmm. Until that happens, no. No more analogies either. Sports boy. Stick to sports.
I think that's a fair analogy.
Listen,
I think there's two guys out there that got it.
And it died 9 times. It's still alive and it may become an artist. Do you get it? You said no. What are you talking? If Wendy's became Yale and Dave was a professor, you would get 10% off at Walmart. What? Read the questions, bro. This is a mailbag. I'm not even being mean. I don't know what is happening here. We had a 3-minute. We had a 9-minute break. We had a 9-minute break because it could.
Why is this happening?
If any of this gets cut, I'm walking.
Oh God!
Get yourself together. Leave the analogies to me, dumb jock.
Oh,
and the Tolkien references. Just read the questions.
That was,
you know what a good question is for right now? Yo. Are we getting picked up for our second year? Yeah. Now's a perfect time to ask that.
I would do it. Art's pick us up. That was great. Oh my goodness.
That was our best on air laugh moment. There you go.
Oh, Joel Graham from the Facebook.
Yep.
Question from across the pond. See, we even have international listeners.
I don't
huge
care.
Fan of the podcast, he says.
Oh, I do care. Okay.
He lives in the UK. I mainly collect soccer and NFL, but have enjoyed watching basketball recently and looking to invest a little money into that field. Now, the UK market is a lot smaller, and we don't really see the same sort of spikes that you guys do in the US. Cards can take longer to sell, etc. So I was wondering, if you have a few hundred dollars to put into one currently active player with the idea to hold and see what he does in like 5 years or so, who would it be? Thanks and love the podcast.
Ooh, a 5-year hold on an NBA player. It's a good question. I mean, this is a boring answer because a lot of these are names we've said. I do still like Ja Morant long-term. I think you have to be careful with what you're going to get into, though. Pop count becomes something you do need to watch with new guys. I think the Joker's a good buy. You know, Joker pops are not nearly what they are for Ja Morant and guys like that because he's from 2015. So I do like Joker. Anybody? I mean, Giannis, just because of the trajectory he's on. I think in 5 years, if the dude's got another MVP in a ring, like it's going to be a weird discussion where like, hey, is this guy top 10? That sounds ridiculous right now, but honestly, there's going to be... I didn't even see if he was ranked in the 75 or if they even did rankings or just gave names. I didn't really follow up with that. But yeah, Giannis gets interesting to me. You know, even Kevin Durant, just because, again, right now you're talking about guys you can get relatively cheap compared to where we've seen them be at peaks in the last calendar year. So I would stick with a pretty established star, Ja kind of being the exception. Like Zion scares me, though, in 5 years. Over the next 5 years, does he miss 3.5 seasons with injuries? I don't know. LaMelo, same thing. He's just so young. I guess those would kind of be my Joker. Giannis, Durant would kind of be my guys. Even LeBron, quite frankly, even LeBron stuff. His rookie market is down. He's an all-time great. You can't really get hurt with LeBron.
I don't see a ranking, but Giannis did make the top 75.
Yeah, team. Maybe they're not doing rankings. I might have misunderstood that whole thing.
Well, either way, it sounds like people like him. Sounds like he's good.
Sure.
I'd buy him. All right. Thank you, Joel, from across the pond. Appreciate that. Brian Christian wants to know, do you see any special additional value in the cards over the last 1 to 2 seasons with players having masks on, like, you know, COVID masks? Once in a lifetime event, hopefully, forcing players to have masks and documented in their cards seems like it would create a niche area in 20 to 30 years. Man, that's a long play right there. 20 to 30 year play.
I could be wrong, but if you mean to tell me in 30 years somebody's buying a card and paying more because he has a mask on, maybe I'm not. Hey, you know what? There's so much crazy crap that happens. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bank on it.
The mask era. Well, were there any I haven't heard of and I don't remember seeing any? There wasn't like a rookie that had a mask on.
There were
right?
some SP cards they released with masks on, like the photo variations. But
okay.
Maybe. I don't know. That's a weird one.
Yeah. 20 to 30 year play? That's an interesting question. Brian, sorry, we couldn't be more help. Maybe.
What's his 5 year plan?
We'll tell you in 15 years.
Big Daddy. Bam.
It's a good, solid reference. Andrew Kahn. All right, I'm going to read Andrew Kahn's question, and I'm going to read Bam Nuju's follow-up comment, and then I want you to answer. Because I don't want you to look bad in case you say the opposite of Bam. All right, so Andrew Kahn says, if a raw card goes for roughly the same as a 9 modern for resale purposes, doesn't it make sense to always crack 7s and below because a raw is valued higher? That's what Andrew says. Bam follows up with, Andrew Kahn, I know I'm not Mike, but financially, yes, that makes sense. Ethically, no. Raw comes within the expectation that the card has not been graded before. Do you agree or disagree?
I'm not generally big on cracking cards. Although, I'll be honest, I'm sure I have done this in the past too. But like, if I crack and how do you average it? A PSA 7 is near mint. If you crack that out and sell it raw and advertise it as near mint, I mean, I'm not sure what the issue is. Is somebody then going to buy it in hopes of, hey, I'm going to clean this up and get it to be an 8 or a 9? Maybe. But I also, that's a valid point. Like, hey, people are buying raw. And I don't know. I think in a perfect world, people are buying raw thinking it's never been subbed before. Anything old of significance now that's raw, I figure has been subbed before. I just assume it has been. Was it cracked maliciously to try to sell it for raw to get more money? So, I don't know. I guess it's a question of ethics. I mean, what I don't want to see, though, don't crack a PSA 8, sell it raw, and in the heading be like, you know, 2019 Zion Prism, PSA 10, ?
Yeah.
eBay's actually started flagging some of that crap marketing, which I'm glad they have. Like, if that's the case, then yeah, it's shady. But if you're just like, hey, here's a near mint Zion. I don't know. It was near mint on the holder.
Yeah,
I guess fair. I don't have a huge problem. It's not something I've done a ton. And when you don't have a problem with it, people are like, well, he probably does it. I mean, I probably have. I don't know.
Okay.
But in that's general, fair. I don't have I a big issue. Response. In general, I don't have a big issue. Don't talk the card up then, though. Like, don't do the whole, could Jim.
Well, yeah.
I could be 6 feet tall. I'm not. So what are we talking? Again, well, back to the analogy. If you're at Wendy.
I would think, too, like, if he's saying a 7 and below, you could probably eyeball that and tell, like, it's probably not in a 9, right?
Maybe. It's tough.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of that's tough to do. So.
All right. Tim French, any recommendations on how to sell low pop cards at card shows? I have a Lamar Jackson / Marquise Brown.
Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, baby.
Out of 2 from Immaculate. I'm looking to move, but being one of only 2 cards, not sure how to price it and move it.
So find other super low numbered patches, even if it's from different products that are similar to that card. I mean, obviously you can't base it just on the other card, like the number 2 of 2. And what did that sell for? You're probably not going to find it. What have other patches like that sold for to give you kind of an idea? You know, even 1 of 1s, people are always like, oh, it's a 1 of 1. There's no comp. Everybody has a 1 of 1 in every product. Find comparable cards from comparable products and kind of give it your best guess that way. And with by the way, with low numbered stuff like that, that's a card right there I send to a big consigner and have them sell on eBay at auction. Because guys are going to see how rare it is. And a lot of times guys will overpay, especially not so much this week. They just got shellacked by the Bengals. But like if Lamar's coming off a big game, not a bad time to sell it. So I like the auction, like the guys with that fear of missing out thing because it's a great card. I think that can drive the price up quite a bit.
Would you say in the auction, like afternoon of Sunday?
Sunday night late.
Sunday
I like to end
late.
Stuff 10 to 11 o'clock Eastern time.
Wait, why that late though?
So it's West Coast still available.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, it just seems like because like, well,
Sunday afternoon is probably a horrible time. Guys are watching football.
Well, that's okay. That's also fair. I'm just thinking like with Bozic and his Burrow card, it probably wouldn't have done the 71K that it did or whatever it actually sold with buyer's premium. But it probably wouldn't have done the 71K if it had sold a few hours before that game started or like
closed late Sunday night.
So if you know of a player, like just check the game schedule, make sure you're just not closing it. Like if it's a late game or something like a 7 o'clock game, just make sure it doesn't close before that.
All right. One more. I get leftover chicken parm from last night. I'm going to smash down before we have this meeting.
That sounds real good. All right. Let's see. Who do I want to, who is going to get Carrabba's, the good one?
You know, you get the free bread. The end of the night, I was like, can I get a to-go box and another loaf? And the lady was like, you want me to just put in a bag? I was like, yep, I do.
Oh, baby. There we go. That's I'm glad they get it. I'm glad they get
it. I bumped that tip up to 12.5% for that.
No, that's a lie. Mike is probably the most generous tipper.
I'm the best tipper I've ever met in my life. I have a lot of faults. Tipping is not one of them.
I will say I've always been a constant 18 to 20% tipper, but every time I go out with you, I feel the pressure. I need to make sure this tip is more just because I know Mike's going to give me a hard time.
That's correct.
I'm going to ask too, because this is not a main question, but your boy, Russ Giuseppe, asked
my brother,
your boy, sports boy, thoughts in Shiba Inu currency. This is the cryptocurrency. So I would like to just reiterate for those who are just tuning in. Back when we first started this podcast, I told Mike to get into not just crypto. I specifically said get into Dogecoin. This is when it was selling for 4 cents a coin. He waited and he got in at 9 cents a coin. Well, he subsequently doubled or tripled his money, and he did not put in a small amount for most of our standards. Made a lot of money on it.
I bought in again Super Bowl night though with the hype.
Exactly.
I made 25 grand total though, but I bought in a couple times high, low.
Yes.
I didn't just buy and hold like I should have had you advised me. Had I listened to your advice, I would have been done better. But well, I did pretty good.
The Shiba Inu, I don't know if you've been watching this. So this is they're calling it the baby Dogecoin, basically.
I don't like it.
I don't think there's any real long-term value for it, like ETH or Bitcoin or something. But that being said, it doesn't mean it's not going to be going up in value. And this is being recorded Thursday, the 28th at 1 p.m. Central Time. I think last time I saw it, it was right around 70 cents or 60 cents or something. It has gone up legit sevenfold over this month. And this is back when we did an Instagram live and someone's like, hey, you buying into Shiba? And it was I don't know, 10 to 20, not 10 to 20 cents, but it's whatever. It's five zeros and then 10 or 20. It was somewhere in there. And I was like, nah, it's already spiked. It's not going up anymore. So I say all that to say I may have been right on one. I obviously wasn't right on this one, but it is now at 80, or was up to 80 last night. I don't see how it can go any higher. I don't see how it can go any higher.
There's no utility with it, right?
Well, and it's overtaken as far as the total amount of money. Yeah, market cap invested. It's overtaken Doge now. It's in the top 10 of all cryptocurrencies. It's absolutely insane. I just don't think it's going to hold out. So, Russ.
Did you see the one guy, by the way? He invested $8,000 and it's worth $4.5 billion right now.
Billion?
There was a thing going around social media the last couple of days. There was one crypto wallet. They screenshot it, invested $8,000. I think it was a year or two ago with Shiba was 10 zeros and then a one.
Yeah.
$8,000. I'm pretty sure that number's correct. 8,000 is worth multiple billions now.
That is...
Anyways, well, here's give me the last question. I got to go.
I don't know if there's any way that guy could sell, because the amount of coins that is, you start selling it,
that would
crash the market. Yeah. You should do it. All right.
By the way, ETH is still way above where I... is up, not way above. It's a couple percentage points above where I sold. It dipped low, but it's still back, so I haven't bought back in.
It was back in the 39s this morning or last night. I thought you were going to.
Now it's 42 and a quarter.
Yes, back above
42. I still got 15 of them or something. I was hoping to sell off the 12 and make that 50. Anyways, doesn't matter.
Maybe you'll have another shot. All right, Travis Brooks, last question. Any way to get insurance on an entire collection? I thought this was a good question. I'm curious. Have you heard of this?
There are ways to get insurance. You can ask your local agent. If you're just keeping it at your house, you can get it added onto your homeowners and stuff. Usually you need video evidence.
Yeah.
Different policies out there.
I don't know if I've ever specifically said this. My degree is in finance, but it's with an emphasis in insurance. So I was going to be insurance agent Jesse Sportsboy Gibson. Good thing that didn't work out. But bottom line is
insurance boy.
If you want it insured, you need to make sure that there is good video evidence, not just hey, look at this case of cards I have, without showing close-ups of anything. It needs to be well-documented stuff. So, and of course, run all of it by your agent. There you go.
Boom. Roasted. Sports Cards Nonsense, Thursday show. One of our best.
Oh my goodness. People are going to talk about it for years.
Some would say one of our worst. I don't really know. nor do I care, quite frankly. Brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network. Thank you for listening. Make sure you check out our other social handles all over the place. We'll be live on Instagram this weekend because we have been lazy with it. Check out the website, Sports Cards Nonsense. We have all of our card services there where you can grade, where you can sell, where you can break, where you can buy supplies, where you can get the newsletter. All that stuff is on the website. Check that stuff out. And we'll be back on Monday of next week. Thank you all. And have a wonderful afternoon. Chicken parm time, baby.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.